You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 192, Chelsea Hotel No. 2 by Leonard Cohen. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Currently subscribe to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. For 40 years, Leonard Cohen has been a cult darling, a songwriter's writer, and a primal musical influence. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008, his way of telling a story has influenced several generations of musicians. He's a poet, a Zen master, and a social critic, and the current generation is probably most familiar with his much-covered Hallelujah. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we look at his ironic and iconic Chelsea Hotel No. 2. Cohen was born on September 21, 1934 in Montreal. His gift as a writer, a poet, and a musician is not just that he sees the world differently, but that he's able to capture his vision in eloquently simple language. He established himself as a poet long before doing so as a songwriter, and his grasp of words is clear. Songs are a natural extension of his poetry. His melodies are haunting and unique, and they seem little influenced by other popular music. The Chelsea Hotel is a New York City landmark known for its history of long-term residence. It is located in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood and has been home to writers, musicians, artists, and actors, a list that includes Bob Dylan, Arthur C. Clarke, Dylan Thomas, Sid Vicious, Robert Mapplethorpe, and of course, Leonard Cohen and Janis Joplin. Cohen has explained his meeting with Joplin in typically dry, self-deprecating language. He said that, when living at the hotel, he would often ride the elevator. "I was an expert on the buttons of that elevator," he said, "one of the few technologies I ever mastered."
"Oh, but you got away, didn't you, babe? Oh, yeah, it just threw it all to the ground. You got away,
One day, a young woman joined him on his ride. She was riding it with as much delight as I was, he said. Finally, I gathered my courage. I said to her, "Are you looking for someone?" She said, "Yes, I'm looking for Kris Kristofferson." I said, "Little lady, you're in luck. I am Kris Kristofferson." Those were generous times, and even though she knew I was shorter than Kris Kristofferson, she never let on. A great generosity prevailed in those doomed decades. I wrote this song for Janis Joplin at the Chelsea Hotel.
And then clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty. You fixed yourself. You said, "Well, never mind. We are ugly, but we have the music."
Recordings of Chelsea Hotel No. 1 are rare. The song was performed only in concert, and it differs little from Chelsea Hotel No. 2, which was released on Cohen's 1974 album, New Skin for the Old Ceremony.
And then you got away. It didn't hurt you. I just tried.
Cohen has publicly regretted that he'd ever revealed Joplin as the song's subject. In a 1994 BBC interview, he said it was an indiscretion for which I'm very sorry, and if there's some way of apologizing to the ghost, I want to apologize now. He has also said that the line, "I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best," refers not to callousness on his part, but rather as an admission that he wasn't a part of Joplin's most intimate circle. He said, quote, "There was obviously some kind of rapport, and I did feel some closeness to her, but I did not want to include myself, for history's sake or for accuracy's sake, as one of her intimates. I wasn't." Cohen's voice has deepened over the years, from baritone to a rumbling bass. He's never won a Grammy, and his highest single sale came in 2004 with Dear Heather, which reached number 5 on the list of top Canadian albums. But his ongoing world tour, launched in 2008, has garnered a new generation of fans and re-energized those already familiar with his work from the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.